Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Look at a man like Gideon. Think about Gideon. I love Gideon because God called him a great man of valor while he was hiding in fear from the enemy. He was hiding in caves. And God comes and He says to him, oh, you great man of valor, while he's busy hiding. In other words, let me tell you what. God doesn't see who you see yourself as. God sees you according to the potential you have. Did you get that? God looks at you and He sees you according to the potential that's available in your life. So He saw the potential in Gideon. Gideon's hiding, trembling, and scared of the enemy. And He says, man of valor, I want you to go and rescue Israel. He turns around and says, but I'm of the smallest tribe, but. God told him, I'm going to use you to defeat the enemy. Judges 6, verse 33. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together. That's a lot of people, thousands. And went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. Now this is the enemy. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Who came on Gideon? Some of you heard it. Who came on Gideon?
Spirit of the Lord.
What was Jesus anointed with?
Spirit of the Lord.
How God anointed Jesus with? The Holy Spirit and power. So that same Holy Spirit came on Gideon in Old Covenant, right? So watch it. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali, and they came, all came up to meet him. So Gideon calls all these people, God's got a job for me. I better get as many men and women and donkeys and horses and axes and cows as I can get. Right? Look at the response. Judges 7:2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you, what? Are what?
Too many
for who?
For me.
The battle's not yours, guys. The battle is the Lord's. Is that not what it says? He says, you have gathered too many for me to give the Midianites into the hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. See, if you can accomplish it in your own strength, you don't need the anointing. So God's doing a lesson here. He's teaching these guys something. I mean, a bit of a fearful lesson when you think about it. You better be full of faith. You better have a lot of faith. So he goes on and he sets out a fleece for God. He says, please, I'm going to put some wool on the ground. And if it's dry in the morning when there's mist on the ground, you know, let the fleece be. I mean, if it's still dry and the mist is there and the moist, let the fleece be dry. And he does it. So he says the next day, he says, one more test, Lord. I mean, you know, God's telling you to go and do something that's big. One more test, Lord. And in the old covenant, you could use a fleece. It wasn't against God. Today, he doesn't like a fleece.
He likes faith. And he says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith you cannot please him. So we don't use fleeces today, we use faith that he's given to us from the start.
We don't throw a fleece out anymore. By faith we live today. We live by faith by the Son of God. Amen. So he says the next day, he says, Lord, okay, you did that one. Thank you. Now I'm going to put a wet piece there and I want the ground to all be dry. So he does it. The next day he wakes up, the fleece is there, it's wet, the ground's dry. He says, okay, I believe you, I'll do it. Right? So he was in some kind of fear. How many of you think you might also like to throw a few fleeces out? I know I would. Think of Abraham, go kill your son. Let me tell you what about Abraham. When God said, go sacrifice Isaac, he needed Isaac to be sacrificed so he could sacrifice Jesus, his son. But when Jesus was being tested and tempted by the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, remember what he said? He said, you believe Abraham, but you won't believe me. He says, before Abraham was, I am. What? You're not even 50, they said to him. You're not even 50 yet. And you say you've seen Abraham, you know him. Jesus said, no, but he saw my day and he was glad to see it. I believe God had to show Abraham. This is my personal opinion. He had to show Abraham Jesus on the cross and being resurrected. He saw my day and he believed it. I believe he went there, he was fully convinced that what God did with his son, he would do with his own son. That's why he was prepared to sacrifice Isaac. But today we live by faith because of Jesus and the blood. Amen? So this is kind of wild to think about. So he says to him, you got too many for me. You got to get rid of these guys. And the anointing will never activate as long as you have confidence in yourself. Come on. And confidence in God means walking on the water occasionally. And that's pretty scary sometimes. Come on. Any of you ever been on the water? Any of you on the water now? We're kind of strolling on water right now, but you know what? You become great water walkers when you start exercising your faith. Amen. So now watch here. So listen to me, the anointing won't activate because if you have confidence in yourself. Think about Jesus. Just think about this. They say, we've been feeding these 5,000, we've been feeding them the word, these 5,000 people plus women and children, they need food. So Jesus says, you feed them. They say, with what? We've got nothing but 200 little pennies or something. It's not enough for such a great crowd. Then one of them pops up and says, oh, but there's a kid here. He's got, I think, 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then he says, but what is that among so many? What they forgot to look at was the anointing. Amen. They considered everything but the anointing. Now this is my own strength. We've only got this. We can't do it. In your own strength, the anointing won't kick in. Jesus said, bring me that stuff. Bring it to me. Where's Jesus today? In me. Bring it to me, right? And so now they bring him the fish and the loaves. He blesses it and he thanks God. He thanks God. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. He thanks God. He blesses it. He thanks God and it multiplies and he feeds all those people. The anointing. That was only because of the anointing. The anointing, the anointing. Burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. There was a burden to feed maybe 15,000 people. There was a major burden and they needed the anointing. No one saw it but Jesus. And he knew that the Holy Ghost was given to him because John the Baptist saw when he was baptized. The Spirit of God descend and abide on him. You see, on Gideon it came and then it left after the job was done. On Jesus it came and it stayed. Amen. And now when you get born again, he comes and he stays. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Come on. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, this is good for my heart. So he says, you got too many for me. Verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. 22,000 left, 10,000 remained. Okay, God, we're down to 10,000. Let's do it. I feel I can still handle it. There's only 50,000 of them, but we can probably do this thing, God. Come on, you know, we can do this thing. And God says, you still got too many for me. I mean, can you imagine? This is a conversation going. I mean, like, say what? I mean, can you imagine? Come again, Lord. And God says to him, you still got too many for him. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men. Here's what he said. After the 2,700 went home, he's left with the 10,000, whatever it is. And then he says, I want you to take all these men down to the water, these 10,000, let them drink from the river. And those that lap up like a dog, they're going to be the ones. So he's probably praying, oh God, let them all lap up like dogs. But only 300. Only 300 did. That means there were 9,700 that didn't. The odds are all against me, O Lord. You think the odds were against him? In the natural, they were. You think the odds were against those guys when the walls of Jericho came down? Yeah, they were, but the anointing got those walls down, not them. So he says, okay, those that lap like a dog, 300 of them. 300 of them do that. So watch here. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. And let all the other people go, every man into his place or to his home. Everyone else, go home. Us 300. We're more than enough. We've got the anointing. You and God are the majority. You and God are the majority. You're the majority against COVID. Delta, what else you want to call it? Variants. You and God are the majority against cancer. Listen, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Listen, and there is no other name greater than his name, and his name every knee will bow to. Me and the name of Jesus, which is given us, power of attorney. We got power of attorney, the name of Jesus. And let me tell you what, me and that name with the Spirit, or the majority. Amen. Incurables, we're still the majority. Amen. Can't get the finances, we're still the majority. Amen. Listen, you've got to get into the Word of God. You've got to saturate yourself. You've got to chew on it. You've got to eat it. You've got to soak in it. When you sweat, it must come out of your pores. Yes. Amen. And when the attack comes, it comes out of your mouth. Amen. Comes out of your heart. The Spirit of God is upon me. Jesus said, the Spirit of God is upon me in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of God is upon me. Put your hand on your heart and say, the Spirit of God is upon me to do great and mighty things. And I'm telling you now, this world needs to see signs and wonders at the preaching of the Word. They need to see what they saw in the book of Acts. And we are it. I'm not saying us few here. I'm talking people that can believe, that are word of faith strong in it. We are it.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.